17-time NBA All-Star, the third highest scorer in NBA history, the 2008 MVP, two-time NBA Finals MVP, five-time NBA champion, a 6'6 guard from Lower Merion High School, where he won the title in 1996, number 24, Kobe Bryant.
And of course is our good friend, Matt Cord.
That's you, Matt Cord.
Hi, good morning, Andy. Good morning, Dave.
I heard that clip yesterday as I was just glued to all the coverage of that tragic crash yesterday. And my daughter and I were in the car and I was like, Tori, that's Matt. She's like, I know, Mom. And I was like, no, that's Matt Cord. She was like, Mom, I know, I recognize his voice. I was like, awesome.
I love Tori.
Now, how long have you been with the Sixers?
This is my 23rd year.
Okay, so you were with the Sixers before Kobe.
No.
Started,
Kobe's
right?
First year was 96, so I wasn't there then.
Okay.
I wasn't doing the PA stuff. So, but you got to remember, when he started, he didn't play his first year hardly at all. Mm-hmm. I don't think he started with the Lakers as, you know, starting five until maybe his second or third year.
Okay.
Because, you know, he came right out of high school.
Right.
He was 18 years old.
That's crazy.
At that time, he was the youngest player ever to go from, you know, that age to be in the NBA.
Yeah, he was like the first person to do that, right?
Yeah.
So that's insane.
Yeah. Over the years, have you had a lot of interaction with him when they've come to town? I know they only come once a year.
Well, that, what you just played there was December 1st, 2015. That was his last game in Philadelphia. and I saw him afterwards, and I knew him to say hi. He knew who I was. He's like, yo, nice intro. I'm like, yeah, wasn't really all me. Because it wasn't. And when I got to work that day, I'm like, we're going to say all this for Kobe? Because this town hated Kobe.
Right.
You know, we respect him because he was so good. He beat us in the 2001 NBA Finals.
Right.
You know, in the All-Star game, he won MVP, and the fans were booing him.
Right.
And,
he smack-talked, right? Yeah,
he's going to rip their hearts out.
Right.
You know?
If it was anybody on, you know, in Philadelphia saying it about Philadelphia, we would love them for it. But you can't say it about, you know, against Philly.
You'd love to hate him, and he always beat us. And I think as he got, you know, 20 years in the NBA, as he went on, and he won two championships after that by himself, but, you know, in his last few years, they weren't that good. So it was, like, easier to like him.
Sure.
He'd come in, like, we were on our way up. The process was over, and the Lakers weren't that good anymore. So it was like, hey, Kobe's here, you know. He's not going to kill us tonight.
But we were also talking, Dave and I were talking about all the good things that he did since he retired, too. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, just all the charitable contributions and the organizations that he had started and things like that. I mean, it's not so much just that we lost a great basketball player. It's we lost a great businessman, a great humanitarian, a philanthropist.
And he's a real big proponent of women's basketball because of his daughter.
Right.
And they were on their way to that academy that he built, you know, I was in a daze all day yesterday.
Yeah, I can imagine.
You know,
I can probably imagine.
The biggest loss of a sports athlete in our time.
Sure.
You know, I put it right up there with like Michael Jackson.
Right.
And John F. Kennedy Jr., you know, just still today, I'm like, wow, Kobe's no longer here.
Yeah.
And how odd the Sixers just hosted the Lakers, you know, on Saturday.
That was a weird thing, too, because, LeBron passed Kobe on Saturday night. And I made the announcement, you know, with that last bucket, LeBron James has just passed Kobe Bryant to become the third all-time NBA scoring leader. You know, and that was Saturday night. And then the next day.
Right. That's why at first I thought it was a hoax. Donnie, our producer, sent me a text and I was like, now it's just on TMZ. And then I went to the TMZ site, which was like, sorry, we're down for repairs.
I saw that
and
too,
I was like, this has to be a hoax.
And there are all these rumors, you know, Saturday night, because it's a big game. You're playing the Lakers and you're playing LeBron. They come in once a year. So all kinds of stars were there. And everyone's like, oh, Kobe might be here because, you know, LeBron's going to pass him. And how great would that be? And so that was the big rumor that Kobe was going to be there. So
if only.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Now, do you know, are the Sixers planning to do something for the next home game?
Oh, I'm sure.
I would assume.
Tomorrow night. Yeah, there'll be, a long moment of silence. Absolutely. And, you know, all the other NBA teams had to play yesterday. Mm-hmm. They were just beside themselves. They were doing the 24-second shot clock violations.
Right.
And it's just, you know. Did you see Greg Popovich? He's the coach of the Spurs. He was like, at the end of the game, he did his press conference. He's like, yeah, we lost. Who cares?
Really?
Yeah. You know, those are more important things. So,
yeah.
Just a really sad day. And it's just going to, you know, and then the other people on that helicopter. And that was his helicopter. You know, that's how he got around. That was his thing. It's a $13 million helicopter.
Well, yeah, and I heard some guy on CNN talking about how, like, that's what those helicopters were, right? Like, executives and very wealthy.
The Sixers owners have those helicopters.
And that's the one that you want because it's the safest. It's the most well-built. Yeah. It's, like, all of it. And even the operator has this great track record. I mean, there's no scars against I mean, it was just... Sometimes it's just an act of God and you just have to, you know, count your blessings, I guess. But certainly thoughts and prayers going out to Kobe Bryant's family, surviving family, and then the other family that was also on that helicopter with them. Matt Cord, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Good morning. Wake up with the Andy Summers Show.
Wake you up
with Dave Cruz.
Gotta wake you up for the day
on 92.5 XTU.